Hey there, Hondurans, Guatemalans, and Mexicans. Are you tired of running and hiding from the drug cartels and corrupt police officers? Do you fear Ebola may infect you or your family? Maybe it's time for you to take that long American vacation you only dreamed about. Come to Dilley, Texas. You might even get to meet Governor Greg Abbott as you move into your new luxury apartment. Move easily from your living quarters to the many playrooms. Enjoy the communal area stocked with a variety of snacks and drinks. Relax in the library and stay fit in the exercise room. You and your children will be impressed with the outdoor park-like settings. Even better, free instruction from state-certified teachers. You'll receive things that no American veteran will ever get. Should you fall ill after your arrival, don't worry, your plan includes free medical care. And while you're enjoying a plethora of educational and recreational opportunities, you will be able to entertain your illegal friends and relatives. Don't worry about breaking the law. Your taxpayer-supplied attorneys will take care of everything. Come to Dilley, Texas.
Joe Biden promised Ukraine $1 billion if they fired the prosecutor investigating his son's company.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
But when President Trump asks Ukraine to investigate corruption, the Democrats want to impeach him. And their media lapdogs fall in line. They lost the election. Now they want to steal this one. Don't let them.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Gun companies make billions of dollars selling guns, but they won't be standing beside you if you have to use their guns.
Baker 4, shots fired at mile 18. Baker 4 is requesting assistance.
So what is the answer? Selfdefensefund.com. $1 million to protect you in criminal and civil legal matters. All 50 states, U.S. territories, and tribal land. The sad truth. If you defend yourself, your home, your business, your place of worship, you could be charged with public endangerment, intimidation, assault, manslaughter, murder. If you go it alone, winning the lawsuit could cost your entire life savings. Losing the lawsuit could mean huge fines and imprisonment. If you legally defend yourself, you could face a lawsuit and possibly lose your assets, maybe face jail time. Others lobby, we fight. Our members are protected. Membership offers training classes. Learn how to avoid an attack, not just survive one. Members have $1 million for criminal and civil protection for just $12.50 per month. What can the $1 million be used for? You have the advantage of multiple specialized attorneys at your side. Criminal litigation, civil litigation, expert witness, certified scientific forensic testing lab, private investigator, bail bond, victims' rights, selfdefensefund.com.
Unelected school board superintendents should not be running Texas Economic Development. You can learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Learn more at chapter313.org. Find your state rep and state senator at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to txfreedomforce.org now and sign up. txfreedomforce.org. Freedom fighters.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. NewManna. NewManna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. NewManna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty NewManna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to NewManna.com right now for fast delivery. That's NewManna.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy efficient buildings, customer friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. If you have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore, call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. 8006, GasProductServices.com.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I defend my kids.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. SelfDefenseFund.com.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Live from Houston, Texas, a man who calls it like he sees it, without the normal political correctness you may have grown comfortable with. It's time for the Texas Perspective on current news and events. This show is not for the faint of heart or easily offended. Clear your desk, get your number two pencil ready. The Inquisition is about to begin.
Nobody respects the Spanish Inquisition.
If you have questions, please refer them to the chat room and make them good.
Go ahead, make my day.
The doctor is in, and he will see you now.
Well, I guess we better get on with it.
Dead gum right, you better get on with it. And we are getting on with it. Now let me go ahead and there we are, replace that and do this. And there she is, the lovely and talented Diana Ploss, all the way from Massachusetts. Welcome to the show.
Doc, how are you? I can't even see our president. Let's get President Trump
there
right
here. Get Donald Trump in here, the greatest president ever. And I think that even the Democrats believe he's still president. That's why they've got the wall around the Capitol to make sure that he can't come in there and reclaim his seat.
He is still president. That's what people don't. He is. Hello. He won the election. Right. It was rigged. He won. He was the winner. He's the president. And I have my pin on.
We all know it.
I got my pin, my Trump pin.
There you are. Looks very nice.
And we know it. So, Doc, what's going on? How you been?
Well, you know, look, my life is good. If you catch me complaining, you should just slap me.
You're too far away. I can't slap you.
So,
can I send you a slap?
call a friend. But not really. You know, look, my life is good in spite of the clown show that's going on in D.C. right now.
The commie show.
The commie show. And I got to say hello to a few folks that are checking in. We got from Idaho our guest Splud, the Spud, and our resident herpetologist Wayne is here.
Right here. A herpetologist.
If you want to know anything about snakes, he knows. He can tell you.
I thought it was about herpes, but that's all right.
No, herpetologist. That would be a snakeologist. And we got Donna from Florida. And,
hello, Donna.
We got the chaplain, Tim Kelly, in there. And so anyway.
How do I get to see the chat?
Well, you got to go to avrn.tv, and then you'll see a gold button on the left-hand side that says chat.
Okay, I tried this before, and I had a hard time. So you're gonna walk me through it, right?
Yep. Go, so I'm going to avrn.tv, and then choose chat. And of course, I'm gonna change my name because it wants to call me Alicia.
I see Doc Green. It says Doc Green right there. Okay, so where's the chat?
You click on chat.
I don't see chat. Is it at the top? Is it at the bottom?
Chat room. It's down the side on a gold button with big red letters. Says chat room.
Really?
Yep.
Seriously?
You got Frank articles at the top. You got
hello, Twitch. Frank.
Then you got educational videos. Then you got chat room. Right above Spike.
No, see,
Cam.
I have menu. I have Wiki Dump. I have...
No, this is down the left side. You're reading across the top.
No, on my phone, it's on the left side.
Oh, it's on your phone. Okay.
Yes, because I'm on the computer.
Well.
I'm looking here. So it says chat, huh? I'll find it.
Yeah, chat room. I was going to, let me pull it up on my phone and I'll see what
I want to see the chat.
So.
I want to chat.
Y'all talk amongst yourselves while we look.
Oh, I found it. It's down the bottom.
There it is.
It says chat room.
That's it.
Chat room. What happened? There we go. It says the chat room is full.
Really?
That's what it's saying. But, yeah, it says the chat room is full.
Frank, is it possible to fill up the chat room?
No. Type and send a message. I'm going to send a message.
We got Michael Rock in there from Megafornia. Good to see you, sir.
Hello. Wow, Doc, you really have the names down, huh?
And we got Syndrome in there.
Megafornia.
Yeah, he said, we got bull snakes, big snakes. I used to play with bull snakes when I was a kid. You just don't want to get bit by one. It won't kill you. It just hurts. They got very, very sharp teeth. And strong jaws. So
how often? So who is it? Wayne, that's the herpetologist.
Yeah, Wayne Howell. He's the resident herpetologist.
So how often do people actually get bit by snakes? Is it common? It's a good question.
Depends on where you're at.
No, I know, but I mean, where we are in Massachusetts, right? There's a place called the Blue Hills. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially right near Boston, and they say they have a lot of rattlesnakes there. They have it's not a big hill. They do some skiing there, but they say that they have rattlesnakes there. I don't know that anybody's been bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm telling you the truth.
Well,
as I know it,
as you know, right here in my studio, I've got that story clipping from a newspaper about when I was I was like 9 or 10. I killed a big rattlesnake. So.
When you were 9 or 10?
Yeah.
Why'd you kill it?
Well, they were bad.
Can you say more?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. See, we raise livestock, and if your cow or your sheep got bit by a snake, that was bad.
So okay. Yeah, no, that's not good. They'll die, right? Won't they die?
They cows maybe not. Sheep definitely.
Because they're so small.
Yeah, but a cow, yeah, it'll just make cow really sick and could cause permanent damage. So
that's not good.
So anyway, but there it is for those of you that are looking on TV. That's here. I'll go ahead and reframe this and pin myself here for a moment.
Yeah, why don't you pin yourself?
There we are. Can
what
you all
happened?
See that? Can you all
oh, that's
see
when
that
you
now?
Killed it.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the little thing at the end?
Yeah, see, that's a little rattler right there. You see that?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, so you actually have it in a hoozy.
Yeah, my mom put this together for me.
Yeah,
it says 9-year-old kills large rattlesnake. up in Wyoming, a 4-foot snake is a big snake. Now, there are other places out there where a 4-foot snake is nothing, but in Wyoming, that's a big snake. But I remember it. As if it were yesterday. I saw that.
So how did you kill it?
And, I grabbed a fence post and beat it to death.
Oh, you didn't kill it with kindness?
No, I killed it with a fence post. I pummeled that thing. And yeah, there's 14 rattles on there, Big Tom. And so some people would say that would mean the snake was 14 years old. Wayne would probably be able to discuss that further, because I understand that's not always the case. I guess it depends on how much it eats and how often it sheds its skin. But every time they shed their skin, it gets another rattle. And, of course, also some of the rattles get broken off. And in this particular case, you can see that at least one rattle has been broken off. So,
I'm curious, how often do they shed?
So, well, I'm going to let Wayne answer that question.
Yeah, Wayne.
Because Wayne's a snaky kind of guy. I mean, he knows snakes, you know?
It reminds me of a song.
Yeah, he said most cattle handle bikes pretty well, but they do die occasionally.
Mm.
So, and wherever he's at, he can't see the video. But, where's my bell? That's for Michael.
What did he say?
Michael out of California said, the snake took offense. <Bada-bing>.
Very good, that's Michael.
Right. Yeah, he took offense.
Michael rocks.
Post, that was for sure.
Michael rocks.
So, rattlesnakes are very dangerous. Of course, they bite you as a person, you could definitely die. So, yeah, see, that's the problem. We don't know how often the snake actually sheds, so we really don't know how old that snake was.
Well, somebody must know how often.
You know, it's a big rattler, and he was very deadly, and I decided to solve the problem.
And now he's dead.
He's definitely dead, but he's forever memorialized, so not forgotten, just dead.
So you didn't get scared. You just got a post and said,
"Oh, it scared me a little bit." Yeah, it did. because I was afraid of him. I didn't want to get bit. But no, I just grabbed that fence post and beat him up, and that was the end of that snake.
Wow.
So I. Life out in the country, folks. That's how it is. Well, I want to get to the shocking news for the day. The Washington Post has discovered that Joe Biden is so honest and so trustworthy that they have quit fact-checking anything that Joe Biden says.
Is that what they wrote?
Well, that's not what they wrote, but that's why they got rid of it, because they said now that Trump is gone, they don't need to fact-check anymore.
No, sir.
No, that's their position. The Washington Compost, that's their position. Because everything that comes out of the Biden White House is the gospel truth.
So what do we know about the Washington Post?
Well, the Washington Compost, we know that they are full of crap. That's what we know about them. So,
who runs the Washington Post? Who's the figurehead?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Now Jeff Bezos, he bought the Times, didn't he?
He bought the Washington Post.
Oh, he bought the Washington Post. Okay, well he's the one that saved them from bankruptcy,
and
or bought them out of bankruptcy. I'm not quite sure how that worked.
It's very likely that it's actually run by the CIA.
Oh, well, that could be very likely, because we happen to know that those guys are all aligned, you know?
I think Amazon is run by the CIA, too. I think Bezos, like Zuckerberg, who's the guy that runs Twitter? I feel like I believe that they're all figureheads.
Well, I think you could be very well right on that. And, of course, you also got to remember this, Diana Ploss. You know, now that Google is actually working for the Chinese military, Chinese government, this left a big hole for Jeff Bezos to slide into there with all of his media connections.
Yeah, I think Google as well. Frank and I are usually on the same page when it comes to this stuff. So I wonder what Frank has to say, because Google is up there too with the CIA.
Well, yeah, I think definitely so. Well, we also know that Google, which is Alphabet Inc., they used to work with the American military, and they announced, I think, 5 years ago that they were going to work exclusively with the Chinese military in the development of their artificial intelligence operation. And, of course, what they did for China, where they said, we will only let people look up certain words. They're doing that for America too, steering search results into whatever the Chinese government would want you to believe.
Do you know what they have in store for us? I don't think people realize what they have in store for us.
I do, because I've read the book Agenda 21 by Glenn Beck, and that's exactly what they have in store for us.
And people don't realize, like, they want as few they want. Let me rephrase it. They only want the amount of humans that they need on the planet to provide them to be in control of the entire Earth. Okay, so there are a few families, just a small, handful of families that maybe a little more than a handful, but they want complete control of the planet. They want their families, their generations, to own the entire planet. So whatever it takes, if they only need 500 million of us, which is the number?
25 million is the number. They've already determined it.
I thought it was 500 million, but I could be wrong.
No, 25 million is
the perfect
world population.
Yeah, we'll be slaves. People don't realize we're gonna have no cars. Everything's gonna be regulated. We're gonna have to ask for permission to do everything. And this whole CCP thing, the virus, the fake. Listen, was there a virus? Yes. Is it as deadly as they say? No. But they are initiating their Agenda 2030 goal now, which now you see it all the time, 2030, no matter where you look, go on a website for your town, your city, 2030, sustainability, smart cities. It's all there. And people have no clue that this is what, and they may say, okay, I don't want to fight it. I'm too afraid. What about your kids? You want to leave this to your kids and your grandkids?
Here's the deal. Your children and grandchildren are going to fight the next war. And the next war is going to happen. It is absolutely inevitable. And I am predicting in under 3 years, we're going to have the next major war. So,
you don't think we're in one now, Doc?
Well, I mean one where there are people in trenches shooting and trying to stay alive past the next sunrise. That kind of war is on. We're on the cusp of that. It's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. What you have to do is choose which side you're going to be on and figure out what kind of a role you're going to end up playing in that role. And, of course, somebody else may determine that for you.
Right. And I think based on the amount of people that wear masks, and I'm, you know, people that call themselves Republicans and they post pictures on social media, you know, they were here, there, everywhere wearing a mask. I don't care that it said Donald Trump on it. You're still complying. You're still giving in. You still submitted. You submitted. Those people are going to be the first to be dead. They don't even realize it. Boom,
well,
gone.
Yeah. And but see, I just don't do it. And Saturday, while you were gone, we had an event, we had it down at a church in Fort Bend County, Sugarland, Texas, a suburb of Houston. And this church, of course, was worshiping their Lord and Savior, the 501c3, and they were giving away free vaccines. And so Becky Blaylock, my friend, and Kenny, you know Kenny. We went down there with a few of our friends, and we were just trying to hand out literature explaining how the vaccine works and what it does to women that are of childbearing age, things like that. You know, information you probably should have before you take this untested, not approved vaccine. And the cops came and ran us off. They said you can't be anywhere on this church property, and if you do, we will arrest you. Well, they said you can't park here, and Becky had parked her car in the parking lot, so she was going to take her car and move it. But as she was going down the sidewalk to get to her car, she was putting flyers on the windshields of the cars.
I love Becky.
So the cops arrested her, cuffed her up.
No, sir.
And she's a cute little skinny brunette. And I think the cop was just getting his jollies off by handcuffing her and thinking about what he might do to her. But anyway, they kept her handcuffed for about 20 minutes while they interrogated her. And they finally released her and let her get her car with the admonition that if you don't move your car immediately, we will arrest you and take you to jail.
Wow.
So we got all this on video. It's posted on my Facebook page. And Ken also posted it on his. But, and I told the cop, because I was over there trying to film what they were doing to Becky, and the cop said, you got to get off of here or I'll arrest you, you know. And, of course, I had my sidearm on. And they said, you be very careful where you put your hand.
So I understand that if you're going to protest, they don't want you on the property of the place that you're protesting.
Well, it's supposed to be a church. It's a huge,
I know, but if you're protesting church, them, it is private property. So I can understand that,
well,
but to arrest you.
Was it a protest, really, or were we just there to hand out literature? Because that is what I maintain. We were there to simply inform the people what they were about to do so that they could walk in and when they take, because they weren't getting this information from anyone
else. No, and they're not. But you know what I think is interesting, Doc? The amount of people that still go to these churches, even, I'll throw synagogues in there, but I'll just say churches because that's what I know.
Synagogues too, you know, it's unfortunately, I think most synagogues fall into the same category. There might be one or two out there that are still liberty-minded, but I don't know.
But, Doc, this is how stupid people are, okay? and I'm going to say it. I was thinking about this earlier. They are just plain stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to a church or a synagogue, and the pastor's wearing a mask, he's telling you to wear a mask, he's pushing this experimental biological agent, right? All you have to do is not go, right? Yeah. Like, if it's no different than I hear these people who are still sending their kids to these schools. All they do is complain on social media about what the schools are teaching. If you got 10, 20, 30 parents, you couldn't get even 20 parents that you guys could pull your resources together to homeschool these children. What message exactly that would send? And the thing is, you don't have to fight. You don't have to do anything. You pull your kids out of school, build your own church, have Bible study. It's not rocket science. It isn't.
Well, no, but it does require independent thought. And a lot of people, they think that the school system is a prepaid babysitting system, and they think they don't have to pay for it. But they are. And, of course, then the other half realize, well, I'm already paying for this, so why do I want to pay twice? Why do I want to pay to homeschool my kid when I'm already paying to public schooling? But a lot of the parents out there are still thinking that somehow the schools are like they were when they went to school.
Right.
And, of course, they are not. And so it's hard to get them to move away from that mentality. That's why politicians look at me with a horrified look on their face when I suggest the abolition of public school. They look at me like I got three eyes and a horn, you know, because the very idea, they can't even fathom it. They are so domesticated, so well molded into being the sheep that they are.
No, and you know what else I think? Another factor, another thing that gets factored into this is that people think that the teachers are smarter than they are. They think the principal is smarter than they are. They think the pastor is smarter than they are. If you have a pastor who's wearing a mask and making people in his congregation wear a mask, why would you even value that person? Like, how could you value that person anymore? Right?
That's what I would say to you, because if he's wearing a mask, if he's bowing down to the 501c3,
right,
he's not a real pastor.
Yeah,
and he's
exactly.
He's not serving Yeshua. He is serving a different God, and that God is that shiny thing in Washington, D.C.
Yes, you are right.
So, I'm sorry. Thank you. That was a good play on words there. Yeshua, by the way, is the proper alliteration that some people pronounce Jehovah, but there's no J sound and there's no H sound in Hebrew, so that's why it can't be Jehovah. It's got to be Yeshua. It is not Yahweh either. It's Yeshua. So the Tetragrammaton, YHWH, it's pronounced Yeshua, according to my Jewish friends. Did you hear about that pastor up in Canada that kicked the Gestapo out of his church?
Right, so that's a perfect example, Doc. Perfect example. But what I'm trying to tell people, whoever's listening, you have to get your agency back. The only person that can do that for you is you. President Trump can't do it for you. God can't do it for you. You have to do it for you. You have to walk away. Figure it out. Get rid of the second car. Get rid of those mobile devices. Get rid of cable. You'll save a ton of money. Homeschool your children. Cut back at work. If you really care about this country, you care about your kids, then you're going to be willing to do whatever it takes. And the thing is, anything you do like that, Doc, it's different than bucking the system, because you're doing it, but it's personal. You follow me?
Yes, and that's why you're absolutely right. This is what should happen. And most people aren't even aware. There are a ton of resources available for people that want to homeschool.
Exactly.
So you don't even have to do the teaching yourself necessarily. I mean, there are other people in your community that are glad to join in and do this. There are lots of resources available, and that's what you should be doing rather than sending your kids into some public school system where they're going to teach them that communism is good, America is bad, and right. homosexuality is superior to heterosexuality, because that's what they're teaching in the public
schools now. And the earth, people don't realize this. They're replacing God. The new God is Mother Earth.
Yeah.
That's the new God, right?
Yep.
But to your point, you have Wayne, who's a herpetologist, or herp, is it herpetologist?
Herpetologist, H-E-R-P. Yes.
So Wayne would be a perfect person that could come in and teach a half-hour class once a week or something, right?
Yeah.
You have the resources. You have the people in your community. You just don't know it. You have people that know technology. What about home ec? You know, baking, that's do what you can do. You know, you're teaching math. There's so many things that you can do. People don't realize how easy homeschooling is. Think about it. You don't have to have class from 8 to 12.
No.
You can structure class anytime you want.
Well, I can tell you that my daughter, with one of her girls, she's already a year and a half ahead in school. She finished the entire year's curriculum in 3 months.
Wow. What does that say, though? What does that say?
That tells you how much wasted time they have
exactly.
in the public school system.
If I had a bell, I would ring it. Ding, 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 yeah. ding.
There you go. She's an unusually bright girl, I will add that. But nonetheless, finished it in 3 months. And she had no choice but to start her on the next year of school. Because she's going to have something to do.
People don't realize this, Doc. Your kid doesn't have to go to school until they're 18.
No.
They don't.
No.
They don't.
And you can do what a couple of my grandkids have done. You take school to a certain point, then you take your GED test, you get your GED, and now you can, well, I don't recommend it, but you can
apply to
a college at that point if you want to go to a college.
Right.
But once again, most of the colleges are doing indoctrination, not teaching any useful skills
same
or
thing.
Information.
Yep. But I
so,
bet.
Yeah, Frank jumped in and said, don't make the mistake of homeschooling and then send them to college. So,
Send them to Hillsdale. Send them to
Liberty.
I'll
just tell you how it is. I mean, my eldest granddaughter.
I know. I was going to ask about her.
Her whole life. In church, every time the doors were open, she got a scholarship to the University of Arkansas. It took them roughly 60 to 90 days to convince her that she was a man in a woman's body, and that her parents were idiots, and that there is no God, and therefore she should do whatever she wants to do. So
yep.
That's what it took, 90 days, guys.
Right.
Was it worth getting a full ride scholarship to a state university?
No.
Because now I'm convinced that they're probably doing this to more homeschool kids for this exact reason. They've got to undo the indoctrination that their parents did. And so I have no use for any of the schools except for maybe Hillsdale College, Liberty College, maybe St. Thomas. There just aren't very many places I would even send my kids. What I personally recommend is you get on a good reading program at that point. You read all of the classics. You read all of, Tolstoy and my mind's blank at the moment.
Some of those people.
But you read all of the classics, and you become an expert in something that you are interested in. And at this point, you will be ultimately employable, and you may even do the right thing and just start your own business. So,
the entire
world benefits from that.
Right. But if we're going to take back our country, right, it really behooves us to, the commies are making militant communist soldiers. That's what they're making.
Yeah.
That's what they're making. That's the future. So you should be making freedom-loving patriots, right?
That's what we should be doing. I see Cunny Cut Andrew in there. He said, I just got promoted at one of the universities I work with a 3-year contract. So now I've got a chance to get through to some of these people. So I hope that works out for you. I hope you can. It's just like a friend of mine is a college professor. He's trying to do the same thing. He tries to share his values with these kids and teach them there are things that are eternal and that are more important than just getting the piece of paper at the end of the 4 years.
But you know what I'm wondering? We were talking about Liberty and Hillsdale. I wonder, and I haven't checked it out. Maybe somebody out there knows. I wonder if they have some sort of, it would seem like they a homeschool feeder system for their colleges seems like it would be a good idea. Maybe they already have that. It would help them if, maybe they could, I don't know what they have. So maybe they already have this where there's, they help people through the homeschooling part. And that would only actually make their colleges get bigger.
Yeah. No, that is an interesting idea. I'm trying to remember the name of the school. There's a guy who wrote a book once. It's called One Second After. It's actually the first book in a 3-book series. Dr. William Fortune. And he teaches at a Presbyterian college up in North Carolina. And I'm trying to remember the name of that. I would probably send my kid to that school, too, just knowing that he is a tenured professor there. So
right, but think about this, right? Where is Liberty College? Where are they located?
Where are they? South Carolina, aren't they?
I don't remember. But you could have a Liberty College. You could have Liberty College campuses in different parts of the country. Right?
I don't know why you couldn't.
Right, that's what
Virginia,
I'm saying.
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Okay, so they could have a West Coast version. I'm just saying
Virginia used to be a free country. I don't think it is anymore, but
that's
where you
election.
And I met.
I know, but I think they read the election there. But I guess I just think that there are so many just common sense solutions to the problems we're facing right now. They're just common sense. Here's what I hear all the time: I'm going to run for school committee, right? Okay, first of all, if you get elected, how are you going to change what's going on? Because clearly you don't realize that it's the United Nations, right? That's where it's coming from. The whole Common Core. Remember, the National Governors Association voted in Common Core. So mm-hmm. you think that if you are on a school committee in, we'll just say Wyoming, right? How much change are you going to be able to make? By that time, your kid is having grandbabies. Your grandbabies. Yeah. And why spend those resources, human resources, right? The time that you're spending, get a couple people, pull your kids out, right? Because that'll send the biggest message. You know what you can spend your time on? You can spend your time on hiring an attorney to fight to get your taxes back. That went to educate your kids. That to me seems like, and that could be, you could be a trendsetter.
That would make the most sense. By the way, I did look it up. Dr. William Fortune, he teaches at Montreat College in Montreat, North Carolina. And he's a really super smart guy. Did you read any of his books? You've never read One Second After? Oh, girl, you are so missing out.
I haven't read 1 second of it.
Well, you need to read 1 second after. But you probably haven't finished We Defy yet, so you should read that first. We Defy by Tommy Attaway, who's going to be on this show maybe here a little bit later today. So anyway, well, no, 1 second After is a brilliant book. It's based upon the fact that our electrical grid is fragile and an EMP yep. could destroy life in America. But the main reason to read the book is because Dr. Fortune is such an amazing, smart man. It will give you a beautiful look at humanity so that you can see how humanity is actually structured and what happens when our systems fail, How does that change humanity? So that's why I'd recommend that you read the book, if for no other reason. It's a fictional account, obviously, but I think he did a great job, though, of laying out what happens to people when the systems break.
See, now, we could say our system is broken, right? And a lot of people got lazy, right, myself included, thinking that, you know, these people were in charge, they were going to do the right thing. But we can look at what's happening now, as horrible as it is, we can look at it as an opportunity. And I said this, I was on Patriot Soapbox on Saturday night, and I said this then. You can look at this as a fresh start. When have you ever in your life been able to have a really fresh start?
Yeah.
You draw the line in the sand, and, you know, you teach kids how to can, yeah, do canned goods. That's part of their homeschool class. You're going to need those canned goods if we have a war in 3 years, right?
if you can find anything to put in the can.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there are so many things. This is an opportunity.
You're absolutely right. See, I know how to do this because I grew up around women that were doing this sort of thing.
Right.
I know how to
so
put up
things.
Peaches, you know, as they would call it, putting up peaches. I know how to do that. I know how to boil those jars, and I know how to get them to seal. You know, I know how to put the pectin in there so that it'll seal up that jar perfectly. I know how to do all of that good stuff. I'm fortunate.
Right, but that's
an
opportunity to take back your families, right, and to build your communities. But the whole idea where my mother was a protester back in the 70s. Maybe this is where I got it. Mm-hmm. She was basically thought she was on the left, but she really wasn't. One of those Kennedy Democrats. And one of the things that she was fighting was the expansion of Harvard in the neighborhood in the Mission Hill section of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And what she was saying is that when they expand, they're going to destroy the neighborhood. And she knew this from experience because she had lived as a young kid in an area of Boston called the West End.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that area over to put in the Mass General Complex, Mass General Hospital. So now here we go again, right? And my mother and the group of people that were fighting Harvard were 100% right. And the neighborhood is no longer a neighborhood. When you don't have a neighborhood, it's very hard to have cohesive communities, no matter what color you are. Okay, no matter what you do behind closed doors, do whatever the hell you want, right? That's mm-hmm. all part of Agenda 2030, right?
It is.
She didn't know that back then. But the neighborhood's destroyed. People don't even know their neighbors. They're transient, come and go, college kids, right?
Well, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like that now, even in my neighborhood. You know, it's people come and go on a regular basis. I don't know most of my neighbors.
Right.
Whereas where I was growing up, even though my closest neighbor was just over a mile away, I knew every neighbor within 14 miles.
Of course you did.
On a first-name basis. So, you know, it's just things have changed. Earlier we were talking about our vaccine expose where we were trying to get this information out. Just in from Israel, they've been finding some more problems with the Pfizer vaccine. They've had several people that have died, including one 22-year-old girl and a 35-year-old guy. And both of them, right after getting the vaccine, ended up with myocarditis, which is heart inflammation, and they died. And they've had a number of incidents of people getting the vaccine and dying from myocarditis. So, and this usually occurs after the second dose. Everything I hear is after the second dose. I don't know what's in that second dose, but I got a feeling it's a little different than what was in the first one.
Well, I think it's probably the same thing. It just, what it does is it's like a booster, right? It's no different than when you get hepatitis B shot, right? It's a three-shot series. You're still getting the same shot. So when I used to have to give them to people. So when they would come in and they were on shot number two, it's not like I had to go in the fridge and pick out shot whatever was two. No, they're all the same.
The same thing.
They're all the same. It's just that it gives it another boost. But you know, it's they said, Doc, they said that now the Johnson & Johnson shot is okay. Really? Yeah.
Well, the Johnson & Johnson shot was probably the better of the bunch, in my opinion. They had 6 people out of 2 million that died. 6 out
no,
of 2 million.
No, it's more. It's more. They're lying. Let me tell you why. Go to the CDC VARS website, V-A-E-R-S. Okay.
Do you trust anything the CDC says? I don't.
Right. I don't either. But so when you say 6 people, right?
Yeah.
That's only 6 report, either reported or they're giving it to you. They're giving it. I went on the VARS website, and what it is it's the place where, and Frank, I think, knows this, it's the place where anybody can report what they think might be an adverse reaction to any vaccine. Okay. So, when you go on there, when they say that it's probably less than 1% of what's on there, the other 99% has not even been reported. But when you go on, and I put in the Johnson & Johnson, they had hundreds of deaths.
I wouldn't take any of the vaccines. I just wouldn't. And I'd recommend that you don't either.
But, I would never. But you know what I noticed, Doc?
A number of problems with these vaccines, particularly in younger people.
And older people. Do you know that when I was looking, this is probably about 2 months ago. So when you go into the website, it's a little complicated, but when you go in there, you can delineate if you want to look at the adverse reactions from all of these shots. The COVID shots, or you can narrow it down to manufacturer, right? I found the thing is, when you sort it, there are so many complaints there. You have to keep narrowing your search in terms of the time of what you're looking for, because there are so many complaints. But I found 3 cases just in my little short investigation of 3 people who were on hospice, who received one of these experimental biological agents. Why would any doctor write an order, because you have to write an order, to give this to somebody who's on hospice?
It would,
and they were reported as a death.
Yeah.
Think about
again,
that.
You know, I just tell everybody not to take it. I mean, there's a Yale cardiologist that he was examining this, and when they started checking people, they found that 78% of the patients had some sort of myocardial inflammation going on after taking the vaccine.
I that doesn't surprise me.
So if I were you, I just wouldn't do it. And if I could prevent anybody else from doing it, I would do that.
And you know what? I don't want to be around anybody who got this. Because who knows?
You just don't know.
We don't know anything.
Remember that none of this is tested. They're doing testing right now. They're doing testing on you, the willing.
I know. I wrote an article on my website. You can go to dianaplus.com. Yesterday I posted it. People don't realize, like, you know, why did a 22-year-old girl need to get this when her chance of recovery without treatment was nearly 100%? Why did she need this?
Yeah, well,
it's silly. And now she's dead.
So, yeah, I'm going to take something that has a very high rate of defects and problems for a disease that I might even have to have a test to know if I got.
No, but you know what's interesting? I know somebody who got the Moderna. That's the 2-shot one. I think Johnson & Johnson is a 1-shot. Maybe Pfizer is a 1-shot. But Moderna, right out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, this is the first drug they ever got out there. She took it, She's still wearing a mask. She's still social distancing. And she's still getting herself tested to see if she has COVID.
Well,
where is people's common sense?
This is part of what the CIA discovered back in the 60s. If you preach and indoctrinate anyone with a message for 60 days, after that, no amount of truth can undo that message. So that's what they've been doing now for over a year. They've been indoctrinating you. Every time you turn on the TV now, it's all COVID all the time.
Doc, it's everywhere. Drive down the highway, billboards with people with masks on.
Yeah,
right?
I just
go on the subway, same thing.
I got a postcard this morning from the VA. Come in and get your free COVID shot. I'm not doing it. No, give that to somebody that deserves it more than me, like Joe Biden. Yeah, give it to him.
And think of all the resources that they're spending on postcards and stuff, money that could be going somewhere else.
Yeah, money that could be solving real problems.
They don't
care. This is the biggest hoax ever foisted upon the American public since Bose speakers. So,
that's funny. I think this is our evolving 9/11. That's what this is. 9/11 was an inside job. Prove me wrong. You can't prove me wrong because it was. And this is another inside job. This is another inside job.
That's what it is to me, and I think you got to look no further than Beijing, China,
and Fauci, and Fort Detrick,
Maryland, funded the research in Beijing, China, and Valerie Jarrett, who is Iranian, and guess what? Iran is a puppet of Beijing, China.
Yep.
So. You'd better start paying attention, folks, because we're losing this war. I wish we weren't, but we are losing this war.
But I would say beyond paying attention, you need to take action. If you're a grandmother, offer to homeschool, and you can, offer to your children, offer to figure out a way to homeschool your kids. If you're going to church, you're going to synagogue, start your own Bible studies, right? Send a message to what you said, these 501 thirsty pastors and rabbis, right? Pay attention, but you have to be, you got to get, take action. Take action. Listen, I tell people in Massachusetts, I'm not helping anybody get elected here. You're not going to win. We got to figure out some other way to fight, which I have, by the way.
Yeah, well, we're going to have General Don Bolduc here back on the show pretty soon. But I guess so. We're going to talk about some of the voting nefariousness going on. But as I explained to his associate, nothing has changed since the last election.
And it was rigged in New Hampshire, Doc.
Any kind of thing that was going to fix this problem. Everything I've seen that was coming forth here in Texas is all dependent upon the court system to work. And we know the court system is hopelessly corrupt. So right now, as it is, they are going to choose the winners of every election. Those winners will be chosen before the election ever begins, before the campaign ever starts. Those winners are chosen. And that's who's going to win the election, whether you vote or not. And here's the other thing I think you guys are going to find out. If none of you show up to vote, the vote count's still going to be about the same.
It is. It's funny. It is. I was talking to somebody else on the phone, I think. You can drive through Boston at any time during the presidential election. You don't see anybody at the polls. There's nobody. No. There's nobody.
Well, you don't have to go to the polls anymore because they've even solved the mail-in voting problem.
They just use it as an excuse. Listen.
Yeah, they just pretend to have it. They've already put in the number of votes that they want. They've already selected the guy that's going to win. So there you have it. And nothing has changed that.
Nope. And you know what? In New Hampshire, right, the governor, and this is an interesting question for Bolduc, right, General Bolduc?
Mm-hmm.
How is he going to get around that? Because there is no way in hell, I follow the numbers, that Chris Sununu, when, because they run for governor every 2 years in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
In 2018, I think he got 300,000 votes. Okay. In 2020, he supposedly got 512,000 votes. He got like 150,000 more votes than even President Trump. There's no way. There's no way. That's a huge red flag. Huge. He got more than a 500,000 votes in a state that has like 1.1 million or 1.3 million people in it. Come on.
Once again, if you add up the numbers, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't work. But, you know, nothing that used to be is that way. I guess I ought to play that song, Things Ain't the Way They Used to Be.
No. But we can make them the way we want them to be. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You can make your life starting today the way you want it to be. And with that, Doc, it's 3 o'clock. My time's up.
It's 3 o'clock. So all I can tell you is I'm just thinking about how cute you would look with an M16. So, anyway. All right, guys. We got to hit a break. We got to pay some bills here. And, you know.
I'll see you guys later. Hey, I just want to put it out there. Stay tuned. Saturday morning, 10 a.m., go to YouTube. Saturday morning, 10 a.m., Diana Ploss on YouTube.
Go to the Diana Ploss Saturday morning. All right.
On Saturday at 10 a.m. Bye.
All right. Thank
Bye,
you,
Doc.
Diana Ploss. Gonna
Thank
be right
you.
Back.
Bye, Frank. Bye, Wayne. Bye, Michael.
Right,
Bye, Donna. Bye, everybody.
Join us in the chat on YouTube and Facebook.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy efficient buildings, customer friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, HI-REIT.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Being a good corporate citizen, multi-million-dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. If you have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore, call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. GasProductServices.com.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. NewManna. NewManna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. NewManna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty NewManna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to NewManna.com right now for fast delivery. That's NewManna.com.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I defend my kids.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. Selfdefensefund.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to txfreedomforce.org now and sign up. txfreedomforce.org.
Return to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry.
Back. Glad to have all of you out there. And of course, today being Thursday, we're going to have Tommy Attaway on the show today. And welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, Doc, it's always a pleasure to be on.
Let's see, I'm getting a little feedback. Let me find out where that's coming from. There we are. Found it. All right, we got it. So, anyway, Welcome to the show, sir. What are we talking about today? And I guess one of the things we should talk about for at least a moment is May 31st.
Yeah, May 31st. Still trying to get more of the freedom-oriented organizations in Texas willing to commit and participate. But what we've got to do, of course, is send a message and a feedback mechanism to the Texas legislature on how well they're doing. Or not.
More to the point. So you guys need to strap in. May 31st, going to be in Austin on the South Capitol steps. And we're going to kick this event off probably around 9 in the morning. And I hope you guys are going to be there because it's going to be a fun time. So we'll see you there. So, Tommy Attaway, you've written a couple of fine books, but you're also the official resident historian for America Voice Radio. So what are you bringing us today?
We're going to talk about what happens when the president loses his nerve.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, the week of, say, 18th to 25th of April is a pretty happening month, week historically. Lots of stuff going on. And so we're going to now go back to 1960, 1961.
Okay.
Okay, so what has happened in 1958-1959 is revolution in Cuba. And, of course, this is the ascent of Fidel Castro and his fellow travelers along the revolutionary spectrum.
All right.
Think of this as, gee, kind of company coming to a country near you.
I believe so.
Okay, so what has happened here is that Castro has been successful in kicking out the government of Cuba and taking over. And, of course, this leads to a number of refugees who are real refugees, okay, fleeing what has become a dictatorial government. And most of them, of course, end up in Florida in the Miami area.
All right.
Well, of course, 1958, 59, 60, we have President Dwight Eisenhower as Vice President Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon takes a particular interest in what's happening in Cuba, and he doesn't like it.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy efficient buildings, customer friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Being a good corporate citizen, multi-million dollar corporations should just be paying.
Uh-huh. So we have March of 1960, and permission is given to put together an operation in order to kick out the Castro regime and reinstall a democratically elected government in Cuba. So this takes the form of Cuban exiles getting together, being recruited, forming a paramilitary force, and as they're training, in order to keep operational security, each man is given a number and is referred to by number rather than name. Unfortunately, there is a training accident, and number 2506 is killed.
Uh-oh.
Well, the group now decides to name themselves Brigade 2506. And they continue training and starts to take the form of an organization of, well, some infantry companies and battalions and some guys to support. And they managed to find some M1 Garand rifles, carbines, some 60-millimeter mortars, 81-millimeter mortars, 4.2-inch mortars, some 57-millimeter recoilless rifles, 50-caliber machine guns, and a few ships, half a dozen Sherman tanks. But you got to remember, this is before the Gun Control Act of 1968, and this was a free country.
Yes, back then.
Back then. So the men continue to train, and there's a plan put together because the chief of staff of the U.S. military has figured out that, you know, the Cubans are getting a little bit too close to the Soviets, and this is a potential threat to the United States since, well, potentially Soviet bombers, missiles, and things could be sitting, well, 90 miles away from United States territory. And that's not a good thing.
No.
And so the military decides that, well, the CIA operation needs a little bit of help. So some planners are given over, and they determine where the invasion site of Cuba should be, near a village called Trinidad, which happens to be in a hilly area near the coast and also has a whole lot of people in it that don't like Fidel Castro.
Aha.
So in the midst of all of this, it seemed like a few B-26 bombers happened to be found, and a dozen of them find their way into Brigade 2506 hands. And the plan starts to look like, okay, we have some leftover landing ships and craft from World War II that are available. And we'll just land at Trinidad. We'll get into the hills. We can then start the counter-revolutionary activity and work on kicking the Castro regime out.
An excellent plan.
An excellent plan. And so the Navy is on board with this, and they allocate 4 destroyers and an aircraft carrier to the operation. The Air Force is ready to lend air support, including bomber support, as needed. And planning and training continues on, and then we have a problem.
Uh-oh.
We get to the presidential election of 1960 between Kennedy and Nixon. And Kennedy accuses the Eisenhower administration of being weak on communism, there being a missile gap, and not doing anything about Cuba. So this becomes a problem for Richard Nixon, to where if he says, well, we are going to do something about Cuba, then he's at risk of blowing the cover of the operation.
Uh-oh.
Nixon doesn't say a thing during the debate. Kennedy wins election. And, of course, one of the briefings that then occurs in November, late November, early December of 1960 is that, well, we actually have an operation to have some expatriates form a shadow government for Cuba, invade the place, and start to kick the regime out. And Kennedy's reaction is, okay. But this is like kind of a huge operation. Well, yes, it is.
Yeah, this is the United States.
Well, what's the United Nations going to think?
And Dulles said, I don't care.
That's pretty much what he said. And then the State Department said, well, you better care because you can't be having these people trained in the United States.
The good old
State
Department.
So the whole operation is now moved to Mexico and Honduras.
Oh, boy.
Now, of course, as we recall from history, one of the things about Nixon is that he was hunting communists in the State Department. Turns out he didn't get them all.
I was going to say a target-rich environment.
As it turns out. And so the State Department continues to object to the size and scope of the operation. So the CIA is forced to scale it down, and they change the landing objective from near Trinidad to the Bay of Pigs. Uh-oh. Now, the problem with the Bay of Pigs is that it's not a good invasion site because it's kind of swampy. It's closer to Havana, where, of course, Castro has his main military concentrations. And then, of course, we have we don't want to be seen as sponsoring an invasion.
Mm.
Now, of course, how you're going to account for a U.S. Navy task force just happening to be there and watching the whole thing apparently didn't occur to anyone. But the operation is so big that it can't be stopped, but it's too big that the Kennedy administration doesn't like it because, well, it's too obvious that the United States is involved in it. And they want to try and maintain the idea that somehow 1,500 Cubans just happened to end up in Cuba at the same place at the same time on the same beach with a whole lot of weaponry.
Yeah. This is always what happens, though, when you start caring about how it's going to look.
Precisely. So we get on to the date of the operation that's decided for April 17th, 1961. And at 3 o'clock, the first landing operations begin, which are actually U.S. Navy frogmen.
Ah.
So they land and work on preparing the beach for the landing craft to come aboard. And it turns out that they are discovered by some Cuban militiamen.
Uh-oh.
So they killed the militiamen.
That would be the thing to do, probably.
Well, this is back when the military was filled with people who had won World War II, and, well, they weren't having any intention of losing to a bunch of communists.
You see, if we'd have learned that lesson in Afghanistan, I can think of a number of guys that would still be alive, but we digress.
But we digress. So, of course, at 5 o'clock in the morning on April 17th, the infantrymen begin to land. The militiamen have been kind of alarmed now. Some militiamen change sides and join the invaders. Some of the people in the nearby village of Playa... Trying to get the
I hate it when
the name
I
there.
Hate it when
yeah, I know. But anyway, some of the people figure out what's going on there in the nearby town and say, "Cool jelly beans, welcome back to Cuba." Ah, Playa Jerome. Okay, all right. So then, by 5:30, tanks and other motorized equipment have been landed, and the transports are going back in order to pick up more of the infantrymen and land the rest of the brigade. At 5:30, the Castro Air Force gets word of what's going on, and they start to attack the brigade 2506 as they're landing. The U.S. Navy had painted some support aircraft plain white, so there were no U.S. Navy markings on it, and were ready to launch in order to provide air support when the president notifies Chief of Naval Operations Arleigh Burke not to launch the aircraft.
In other words, to leave our friends and associates to die.
Burke is furious. Calls the president back and gives him the benefit of his thinking, among which is that we don't leave our people stranded without support. The president reiterates his order not to intervene.
Oh, my God.
Okay. By 6:15, some of the last troops are being landed, and Castro's Air Force is attempting to strafe the beach. Of course, the guys in Brigade 2506, the only anti-aircraft capability they have is from the 50 caliber machine guns. Okay.
This is breaking my heart, even though I know the story. I just to hear it retold is horrible.
The chief of the Air Force calls the president and tells him that we have to support the landing. You know, we trained him. You know, we're responsible. The idea that we're not involved, you know, nobody is going to believe it. You can't let these men die. Fighting continues throughout the day of April 17th. Kennedy finally relents a little bit and allows the destroyers to come in and take a closer look and could provide anti-aircraft support with their machine guns mounted on the destroyers. Of course, Castro is now moving his forces in, and the fight continues. On April 18th, the Navy is prepared to land more ships with more supplies and material, but the order is countermanded from the White House.
So we offered too little support, too late to make a difference, and then we finally just leave them hanging out to dry.
Yep, the brigade continues to fight until they run out of ammunition on April 20th, 1861, and then the brigade surrenders, having 104 men killed and about 300 wounded. It took almost 20,000 Cuban communist troops to defeat the brigade.
Wow.
So the men are imprisoned, and of course they're, you know, let's just say, interrogated forcefully. And one of the things that the Cubans want to do is to have some show trials of members of the brigade in order to try and get the rest of Cuba under control, because now Castro is so worried about how much resistance there is to his regime that by the time we get to the end of April, over 250,000 Cubans have been detained and put in prison. And if you want the equivalent of what this would mean to our population in the United States, that would be the equivalent of arresting 20 million Americans.
Wow.
Okay, so about 5% of the population is now in jail as a result of the Bay of Pigs invasion. Three members of the brigade decide that they're going to go out in a blaze of glory and tell the Cubans that, yes, they'll confess. And so a live television program is staged in 1962, early on. And you got to remember, this is before tape recordings for television and playback, and of course you've got the communists who can't manage technology anyway at this point. And so this is now live broadcast on Cuban television, you know, to everybody that has a television set in Cuba. And one of the brigade members is asked, "So, is it true that you were trained and paid by the Americans?" And the guy says, "No, I did this because I want to liberate Cuba and make it free." And as the interrogation continues, the story becomes worse and worse for the communists until finally the man says, "Well, if you have all of this support, why don't you hold an election?" He's then forcefully drug off on live television.
Impressive.
So what we have here is a tremendous story of bravery, sacrifice, the desire of freedom. it still burns in the expatriate Cuban community in the United States today. And finally, Kennedy ransoms the members that survived, and they're released from Cuban prisons in late 1962.
Wow.
And, of course, this failure ultimately leads to the Cuban Missile Crisis, because Castro now becomes an open communist. The Soviet Union starts to send more men and equipment to Cuba, and this results in the Cuban Missile Crisis, because now the situation is so escalated that it can no longer be ignored.
Wow.
And as a result of this, the agreement is that Russia or the Soviet Union would no longer station nuclear weapons in Cuba. We would not invade Cuba and attempt to throw Castro out of power, and we would remove our nuclear weapons from Turkey.
Wow. All of that because of a gutless president.
Yeah, because, you know, unwilling to do what had to be done, because the point here is that even though both major powers were nuclear capable, if the invasion had succeeded, had been given the support, you know, very likely things would have happened in Cuba before this bond and give support to Castro, meaning that the Soviets would have had to have made the decision, either give up Cuba or go nuclear.
Yep.
But Kennedy was unwilling to take the risk of the Soviets making that decision.
Well, in retrospect, I think he should have proceeded with Plan A and, completely liberated Cuba. What do you think?
The point is, if you're going to go to war, go to war. And because we have perceived weakness, now the People's Republic of China recognizes that they can get away with almost anything in the Southern Pacific. Russia is putting the screws on to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody realizes that, the occupant of the White House, the pretend president of the United States, doesn't have the guts to do anything about it.
Yep. And that is a sin that we have paid for ever since.
So, if you want...
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150 square foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, ask GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. If you have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore, call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston.
Completely agree with that assessment. Well, Tommy Attaway, once again, I want to thank you for bringing us a perfect example of what's going on. And I'd be willing to bet most of you guys in the chat room didn't know that whole story. I'm always interested if you did or not. Frank, of course, being fairly erudite, knows everything. But the rest of you, I appreciate that lesson. That was a good lesson to learn, and hopefully we will keep that in mind.
Well, always a pleasure, Doc, and talk to you next week.
All right, and I'm going to be right back after these messages.
Join us in the chat on YouTube and Facebook.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy-efficient buildings, customer-friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas-owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
Being a good corporate citizen, multi-million-dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at Chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. N-U-M-A-N-N-A. NewManna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. New Mana food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty New Mana food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to newmana.com right now for fast delivery. That's newmana.com.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I defend my kids.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. SelfDefenseFund.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. You have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore? Call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. GasProductServices.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to txfreedomforce.org now and sign up. txfreedomforce.org. Freedom fighters.
Turn to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry. And we return. So, wanted to get to this. Transgender child commits suicide. I don't know if you're aware, but most children that suffer from what they now call gender dysphoria, they do end up committing suicide. A huge number of them. In fact, if they actually undergo any sort of transformation like a dickectomy or an adidectomy, their suicide rate goes up 600%. Well, in this case, we had a 15-year-old girl, and her parents, which, of course, were fighting with each other and couldn't be bothered to be a mother and father to this poor little girl, decided that she was a boy, or somebody decided that for her and told her that. But she finally realized that she could never be happy, and so she committed suicide. So given the terrible situation, now mom and dad got to decide what to do with their dead kid.
They couldn't come to us to a consensus. So the mother insisting that her child, who was born a girl, be buried as a boy, she vowed to employ the full power of the court system if necessary. And so she took the issue all the way to the Australian Supreme Court, adding that her quote, son would hate to have the wrong name on his memorial. So the unnamed mother said that her little girl fought hard to be a boy, even worrying about the name that she would use at the new school for her email login. But the father wanted all of the ashes buried together, using his little girl's name on the tombstone. So it finally ended up in family court, and an agreement was reached. They would have two funerals. They would have one for the boy, one for the girl. And since the child's name had not legally been changed, that only her birth name would appear on the death certificate. So the 15-year-old little girl was diagnosed last year with a personality disorder. Her mother said that she didn't learn until just before she died. She also found out that her son, or revealed that her daughter had recently run away from home and stopped taking her antidepressant medicine. Guys, this is what happens when your parents are complete nincompoops and idiots. I don't know why he ever even married this woman in the first place. She must have been really good in bed. I don't know. Just insanity and inanity. This stuff, quite frankly, just pisses me off to the point that I have trouble. I have trouble dealing with it. So, anyway, I just thought I'd bring you that story. At some point in time, do we have to just stand up and call it what it is? I do love Candace Owens. She said that the people that are wearing the masks are actually being prepped for authoritarianism because face coverings are about nothing more than power. I completely agree with her. I find her to be a highly intelligent as well as very attractive young lady. So she said, now you've been sufficiently prepped for authoritarianism. She echoed plenty of thoughts held from other conservative pundits, including Tucker Carlson, who earlier this week ranted against mask wearing. He said, a vaccinated person with antibodies wearing a mask outside is like watching grown men expose themselves in public. It's disgusting. probably a poor choice of metaphor, but nonetheless. One person said, well, I am vaccinated, very happily so, but I wear a mask to help stop the spread to people like you that won't take the vaccine. Most people smart enough to get vaccinated are also smart enough to understand why they should continue to wear the mask, she said. I say utter stupidity in action. On other news, there are now calls for John Kerry to resign following this explosive report on his criminal act of treason with Iran. The GOP is demanding an investigation, but since the GOP doesn't control anything, it will fall on deaf ears as nothing is going to happen. But the report published over the weekend, wherein Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said that Kerry told him that Israel is behind the hundreds of attacks on Iranian assets in Syria. Both House Press Secretary Jen Psaki and the State Department spokesman Ned for a Price refused to comment on the report when asked about it. They said, we take treason lightly around here, and we don't think it's any of your damn business. John Kerry himself decided to respond to it after both of them declined to say anything. He said, I can tell you this story is unequivocally false. So he's still living off his ketchup fortune, so he just doesn't care. What else? Joy Reid is deeply upset over the new Florida law that puts Black Lives Matter in a bad situation.
You know, Brittany, this feels like it's directed at y'all. This is directed at Black Lives Matter. It feels so George Wallace that I'm shocked that George Wallace didn't actually think of it back when he was governor of Alabama.
Oh, this is straight out of...
I should mention the reason he didn't think about it because there was no Black Lives Matter back in those days in Alabama.
The Jim Crow textbook. And let's contextualize Jim Crow, shall we? When black people got more free, there were new laws created to make us less free. This is exactly what is happening right now. What this actually shows me, Joy, is that white supremacy is scared to death of us, and it absolutely should be.
Yes, we absolutely should be, because I've seen what happened in South Africa. And if you haven't looked to see what's going on in South Africa, you damn well better take a look, because it's coming to a neighborhood near you soon. They are slaughtering the whites in South Africa, slaughtering them. And since they own the courts, there's no repercussions for the slaughter of the whites in South Africa. But Black Lives Matter will never be satisfied as long as there's a black person alive, or as long as there's a white person alive. It's just the truth. And a lot of you guys haven't figured that out yet. I don't know why, but a lot of you just have not been able to figure that out. So you should be absolutely concerned about what's going on. There's several other stories here. I'm just trying to get them all in here in the winning moments of the show. Seth Andrews, during a TED Talk, Seth Andrews served as administration advisor to the Obama White House. He was arrested Thursday morning on charges of scheming to steal $218,000 from a charter school network that he founded. He was arrested in New York. He's accused of using more than half of the stolen money to maintain a bank account minimum that gave him more favorable interest rates for his home mortgage. And all I can say is, Andrew, how could you? How could you? You're such a trustworthy fellow. Why would this ever happen? A lot of people, I mentioned this the other day, I think, on the show, that an entire swath of Department of Defense IP addresses, about a quarter of a million of them, have been given to a private company down in South Florida, and the objective of this private company is to exercise surveillance upon the American people while not being subject to the Freedom of Information Act because it's a private company. So I think that's important to know. Meanwhile, we also find out that the FBI is combing through the NSA's trove of American communications with no warrants, searching for racially motivated violent extremists. They know that it's unconstitutional to do this, but they also understand it doesn't matter anymore. The Constitution no longer officially exists in America. So despite the previous warnings, they continue to do this. It's unclear from the heavily redacted FISA court report whether it uncovered any criminal extremist behavior while they were doing all of this, or if they actually made any arrest. And if they did, those guys are probably all in secret prisons somewhere. So we'll never know. But the Department of Homeland Security has vowed to root out domestic extremists within its ranks, and they're getting ready to pass some new domestic terror laws to make this plausible and possible. So that ought to scare the hell out of you. Oh, by the way, I did get my wallet back from TSA, the one that they absconded with on January the 7th. They finally returned it to me. So, yes, I got it this morning. So we're really glad to get that back. So, I don't know what to think about this, but a Pew Research study reveals that over half of white liberal, dare I say, leftist females have been diagnosed with some sort of a mental health disorder at some point in their lives, and that's why they are. Conservatives label the younger liberal generations as snowflakes or having Trump derangement syndrome. But the truth is, it goes deeper than this. women, these women in particular, of course, are 40% more likely to devolve into depression than men are. And so consequently, a huge number of these leftist women have been deemed to be mentally ill. And now they're running the country. So the study, which was titled Pew American Trends Panel Wave 64, was part of a PhD doctoral thesis. It examined white liberals, moderates, and conservatives, male and female, and it found that conservatives were far less likely to be diagnosed with mental illness than those who identified as liberal or very liberal. And white women had the worst of it. Oh, my God. Zach Goldberg, the doctoral candidate in question, consolidated the study's info into a set of visuals. He said, I didn't write this thread to mock white liberals or even to demonstrate their apparently disproportionate rates of mental illness, and you shouldn't either. I'm just trying to highlight something that's going on out there. So, Dr. Lyle Rossiter, a board-certified psychiatrist who treated mental disorders for over 30 years, adds that white liberalism thrives on supposedly championing worker, minority, little guy, women, and the unemployed, whom they continuously see as wronged or cheated or oppressed or disenfranchised or exploited or victimized to no agency of their own. And this is a view that often mutates into infantilizing and patronizing of certain groups within the narrative. The people responsible for these crimes, as Rossiter tells it, poverty, disease, war, ignorance, ethnic and gender discriminations. In the radical liberal mind, this suffering is inflicted on the innocent by the big predators, big business, big corporations, greedy capitalists, U.S. imperialists, the oppressors, the rich, the wealthy, the powerful, and the selfish. The people that actually want to keep their own money. How horrible are they? It's a pretty exhaustive list of every grievance, every perpetrator that they see out there, but as the study exemplifies, the champions of these causes, white women in particular, aren't exactly living in the liberated utopia that they want us all to live in. Should you take this seriously? Well, I don't know. I think you got to at least consider it. But the heart of the matter is this. Progressivism is an ideology that supposedly demands equality for all, which we all know is not possible. It can never be possible. All men are created equal. But that's it. After creation, as soon as we're born, things are going to devolve quickly. So, but they're demanding equality for all, to keep score to an exhausting degree, to balance the privilege between the social classes, between the races, between men and women, between religious and non-religious, and more, all to have it constantly monitored. So that we can do something about this horrible inequality, but it's just not realistic. It's not sustainable. You can't do it. Look, there's always going to be inequality. Jesus, Yeshua, the mighty God in Christ, said it very clearly. The poor ye have always with thee. The demon possessed will always be among you. You can't make everything equal. It's impossible. The United States is the first country in the history of the world to have a government designed to give the weakest among us power, to somehow make a way where the worst off among us might still receive some sort of justice. And mankind being what it is, and human nature being what it is, immediately men set about to alter that. And the left, the liberal left, the ones that are trying to allegedly to make everything equal for everyone, are actually creating a situation where no one will be equal. The only way you can make everyone equal is to reduce the level of lifestyle to the lowest common denominator. It's the only possible way to do it. You can't do it any other way. The only guarantees that you can have is if you reduce everyone to the lowest level. That's why that book, Agenda 21, by Glenn Beck, that I talk about so much, is so important. It lays out very clearly for you what the agenda is and where they want you to be. So on that note, I want to thank you guys for being with me today. God willing, I'll be back here tomorrow, same doc time, same doc channel. I try to archive all of these shows up on YouTube. Please subscribe to my iTunes, right side of the mic on iTunes if you're an iTunes user. Otherwise, go to Podbean, and the podcasts are there. Like and share, like and share, like and share. God willing, see you back here tomorrow, same doc time, same doc channel.
Please return to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry.